talk first. I don't want to talk first.
You talk first.
I talk first. Hi, I'm Ryan, and this is Toad, and we're talking to ourselves. That's the name of this thing, right?
Yeah, it's the name. Doesn't it feel good to introduce?
It's a good name. Yeah.
Don't you want to...
It's a good feeling.
Doesn't it make you want to, like, talk about stuff?
Yeah, I feel good now.
Yeah.
I'm glad I talked first.
Yeah, so don't be afraid of change.
I'm not going to talk first.
They're not going to have context to any of this right here.
Yeah.
Which is great.
No context is fun.
We're making you guys feel isolated like we do in the real world.
Okay, so inform me about this podcast.
So this is a MyIGN podcast created by Bulltoad and Shrimpy42.
That's me.
Yes, quite.
Yep.
And it's just them talking about stuff, and it's hilarious. And if we got Nielsen rated, we'd have higher ratings than
Everything.
Lost ever did. Because...
Lost.
We have to go back!
That show's so old now.
Yeah, I have no idea when it even ended.
I watched season one, and that was as far as I got.
I never watched any of it, like, at all.
I'm sure it was terrible. Just as I expected.
Yeah, Heroes. Honestly, didn't like the first season of Heroes. 2 and 3 really got me in the
gut,
though.
I didn't watch anything.
I didn't. I didn't. Like, the only show...
Move back.
I got into around that time was Fringe.
Yeah.
And that's still awesome.
Well, that's because that show's good.
Yeah.
Okay, back to podcast stuff. What are we doing?
We're just talking about stuff, so we're doing podcast stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Podcast stuff. So, unscripted, posting... Whenever we feel like it.
We have no idea.
We just want to try this out. Right?
Yeah, we have no idea what we're doing. We don't have... So you hear there's a new podcast, Beyond Up?
I don't want to talk about another podcast while I'm recording a podcast.
I don't know what to talk about.
Calm down.
Fine.
Let's talk about this podcast first. So, you know, we don't have anything set up.
We just kind of want to wing it.
Yeah, we want to see what people think of it. And then, you know, if they like it, we'll do more. And if they don't like
we'll
do more anyway.
Yeah, we're going to do more and then just shove it down America's throat.
Yeah, they can deal with
Fox
it.
Fox News.
Fox News. Are you still on their website?
No. It's so poorly designed.
Website.
Like, we were looking up things to talk about, and I was like, hey, let's go to Fox News, see if there's anything that we could look at. He's like, no, don't go to Fox News. I'm like, I'm already on Fox News. And he's like, how is it? I'm like, it's really... Really poorly designed.
That's because nobody was meant to go to Fox News.
Yeah, like...
Why would you go there?
Just because I know that they're super biased.
Yeah.
And I want to make fun of them.
America wins everything.
You! And then, yeah, they all... It all sucked.
Yeah, okay. So you said this was a MyIGN podcast.
Yeah, basically.
So we should probably turn to the world of the pop cultures. Because...
So, did you hear Amy Winehouse die?
When was this?
I don't know.
Jeez.
Someone's like, hey, Amy Winehouse is dead. I'm like, oh my what?
You sleep under a rock for 2 years, you forget everything.
Girl, you cray-cray.
What is actually happening right now? Am I going to pull things up, or are you going to pull things up?
Care. Ooh, okay. I'm on my IGN news feed right now.
That's where this podcast will eventually be linked to.
Yeah. Okay. First blog title, what game do you replay yearly? Because you guys haven't sent in questions, which you can do by commenting on the blog about talking to ourselves, sending me an email at bulltoad42@gmail.com, or writing on either mine or Ryan's IGN walls.
Yes, we will most likely see it. And we desperately need questions.
We do, because we're just gonna, like...
We're just gonna talk about crap until, like, we're done.
Yeah. But, okay, so what game do you replay yearly, Ryan?
I haven't really set up a structure for myself, but I think the closest I've gotten to was the Infamous series. Specifically with Infamous 2, although I think I did the same with Infamous 1 on accident.
Yeah.
Because I went to platinum it. But yeah, I think that's the closest I've ever gotten to, like, a yearly game.
Yeah, I play the entire Ratchet & Clank series every year, and they're, like, I think now there are 11 games.
Yeah, which is difficult.
Let's see. Ratchet and Clank, Going Commando, Up Your Arsenal, Deadlocked, Size Matters, Secret Agent Clank. Tears of Destruction, Quest for Booty. Yeah.
Okay.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. A Crack in Time, All for One, Full Frontal Assault.
That's 12. Correct me if I'm wrong. Or is that 11 still?
Ratchet and Clank, Going Commando, Up Your Arsenal, Deadlocked, Size Matters, Secret Agent Clank,
Quest for Booty.
Quest for Booty, Tools of Destruction, A Crack in Time, All for One, Full Frontal Assault.
11.
It's 11.
Counting all the spin-offs that are...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you play the spin-offs every year, or you just play the core games?
I definitely play all the core games. I do play Size Matters every year.
Because that's a good one.
Yeah. That probably is going to change since I had my Vita. Because, like, when I went back last year, going from Vita back to PSP to play without the analog stick, it really does suck. So, if I do replay it, I'm going to have to get the PS2 port. And then
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. Size Matters was just an okay... it was an okay Ratchet and Clank game. Really the only, like... When they advertise it, it's like, you can play as Clank again! You play as him once.
Yeah.
For, like, 5 minutes.
I think you play as Giant Clank a few times.
Yeah, but those are pretty suggy levels. Yeah. And then Secret Agent Clank is just not a good game.
The whole game was just adequate.
Yeah, it was just like...
I didn't even play Secret Agent Clank. Was it good?
It was okay. There are a lot of QTEs.
Oh, no, that's a lie. I did play it. Because it was free at some point.
Yeah, it was. But... There were a lot of QTEs that I just didn't really like.
I don't think I finished it because, first of all, my PSP is broken now.
Yes. Officially. That's why you have a Vita now. We both have Vitas.
And they're fantastic.
Oh my god, they're great.
Yeah, I've been playing that for Persona 4.
By the way, we are not, wink wink, being paid by Sony, wink wink.
We're not?
Yeah, we're not.
What about all our Sony t-shirts and Sony pants and Sony wristwatches?
And our Sony Adidas with...
Yeah.
Like Sony sound speakers in the soles of your feet, so that you can feel the thump of the bass while you thump your feet.
Yeah. All from Sony. Sent to my house.
Ah, don't you just hate product endorsement?
Absolutely.
We're so poor.
Says Mr. I have a job.
Eh.
Whatever. We can't make money.
I was getting gas today, and there's a guy that's like, so, is that your car? I drive a Pontiac G6. He's like, so is that your car? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, those are nice rims. I'm like, yeah, they came with the car when we got
it. Your gold-plated rims.
They're not gold.
As you're driving down the mean streets of Colorado.
Slapping some hose. And the guy's like, so those are nice rims. I'm like, yeah, they came with the car. And he's like, so this is your car? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you don't deserve it. I'm like, wait, why?
Is this just a random guy at the gas station?
This is a random... Like, it happened just before I came over.
You're just filling up your tank, and he's, like, filling up his tank?
Yeah, and he had his unlocked. You don't deserve your car? I prepay for my gas in cash, because I like paying in cash. Mm-hmm. And he just lets his lock until his tank is full. And he goes over, and he's like, that's a nice car. I'm like, yeah, that's nice rims. Yeah, is this your car? Yeah. You don't deserve it. I'm like... What?
Like, no context, just, you don't deserve it.
Yeah, you don't deserve it. Like, and I don't know who this kid is. I'm like a half hour away from my house. Like, I'm pretty far out there. And, I'm like, what? And he's like, you don't deserve it. And then he just kind of,
struts back to his car.
Yeah, you hear his gas tank clicking, like, it's full. And then he just takes it out. I'm just kind of staring while filling up my tank. I'm like, what does he mean?
How old do you think this guy was? Like, was he?
Oh, he was high school, or? I want to say like mid to late 30s.
Oh, okay. That's the conversation just ended after that.
Yeah,
they drove
away.
He's
just like, you don't deserve it. And I'm like, what? I love my car. It's a 2009, so it's like the last G6 series they made, and he's like, you don't deserve it. And I watch him drive away in like a 97 Ford truck, and
that's
I'm like...
probably why. You see my dad's truck?
You don't deserve it.
You see my dad's truck? It's so old.
How old is it?
I don't know. It's older than me.
Yeah, it's so old that when they made it, seatbelts were not regulation.
No, seatbelts were. Okay, it was airbags.
Airbags!
It does not have airbags. It doesn't have passenger airbags.
Ah, that's a screaming flying metal death trap.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Can you go over Niagara Falls in it? Like, it probably has the same safety restrictions as a barrel.
Probably, yeah. You could go over. You'd probably drown a lot.
Hooray!
You'd drown several times consecutively.
It would be kind of cool to, like, go in a... Like, if that's how you're going to die, like, you're suicidal. Just, like, rig a barrel full of fireworks and explosions. Mm-hmm. So you go off of Niagara Falls, not wet at all, because you're not wet until you actually hit the water. Mm-hmm. Unless, like, you go down weird. But for the most part, it's not wet. And just shoot off a bunch of fireworks and in the sky, write your suicide note. Like, the world hates me! Goodbye forever! Have a nice day!
Goodbye, cruel world. You have to excuse me, I was being quiet.
That's gonna go over like a barrel of monkeys.
A barrel, because you're going off the waterfall. I was tracking back from where we started this conversation. We started with Ratchet and Clank.
Yes, that's...
Yep.
Strange. Thank you, what game do you replay yearly?
That's how you should commit suicide. But don't.
Yeah. Ooh, quote of the month, April 2013 voting.
Who's that?
That's something that... I'm not going to pronounce this correctly. Jondo? It's D-J-O-N-D-O. Mm-hmm. So I want to say Jondo.
Is it like Dijon mustard or what?
I think it's like Django, so it might be just Jondo.
Jondo?
Point is, I love reading these.
What are we looking at? Oh, over things.
I can't possibly yell underage at every one of them. I'm doomed. I swear like a sailor, I've stolen my fair share of cookies from the cookie jar, and I'm a total pervert.
Okay, fantastic.
I bet my maturity can beat up your maturity.
I doubt it.
It's not weird when you really think about it.
Yeah, I've heard that a few times.
If that were the case, I would have added strange references to scrotum.
Okay.
That's weird.
I like that one.
Yeah. I guess someone... No. I'm not gonna read that. Like, even I have...
Standards.
Even I have boundaries, chili dog.
Let's look at some official news.
Okay, so I have Huffington Post queued up. I don't want to actually read it.
No.
I just want to just...
Look at the titles. Oh, that's fun. I don't want to talk about that.
So, I'm on front page of Huffington Post. It says, Newtown victim's daughter confronts senator on gun vote. But I read it originally as Newtown's victim's daughter confesses gun love. Like...
As in she loves guns with a passion.
The fiery passion that only a woman can have.
It's a little sexist.
It's like a paperback romance novel with guns.
One of those trashy...
Like, instead of Fabio on the cover, it's an AK-47. But it still has the hair. It still has Fabio's hair.
Locks.
Yeah, just like...
Oh, your name is Fabio.
No, that's his actual name.
Wait.
There's a guy named Fabio that's on, like, 75% of the world's romance novel covers.
That's awesome.
And he's super famous because of it, and no one cares. Five items you should absolutely steer clear of as you age. Children are one of them.
Oh.
I know.
That's an item.
I guess. Teachers' unions pull back from national learning standards. This isn't House of Cards.
I stopped caring about this a while ago.
There's something about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wait, this isn't news?
23 life lessons for mean girls? It's like they're trying to be cracked.
I think they're looking at the wrong side of the website.
But that's the entertaining side. That's the side that isn't news.
Oh.
Plan B, one step.
Never mind. Go back to the other side.
That sounds like an awesome Latin chart. Like, Plan B, one step. kick him in the crotch.
What? Jesus.
Okay, back to IGN. As if giant robots and monsters weren't enough. Okay, what do we take from this?
Giant robots and monsters?
Yes.
Are they not enough?
Am I a monster?
Sure. Yeah, you're a monster.
Am I a cute monster?
No.
Damn.
The ugliest one I've ever laid eyes upon.
Okay, my top 10 TV shows of all time. What's your top 10 TV shows of all time?
My top 10?
Well, just, I don't care what number you actually use.
Let's think of my top one, first of all. This might take a few hours.
Do you like Sherlock up there? Is Sherlock up
there? Sherlock's pretty high up there.
Fringe up there? Fringe is my number one.
Fringe is pretty high up there. I wouldn't say it's number one.
Arrested Development?
Yeah, that's probably in the one to, like, three range.
Good.
It's hard to think about stuff, because, like, TV shows are so...
Ooh, Ancient Aliens.
No, absolutely not. It's hard to name, like, top anything, just because, especially with TV shows, every show's so different that it's... You can't judge them on, like, a same scale. I guess I could try to, but it'll take a little while.
I think some places, The Voice definitely has a much better cast and plot than, say, Jersey Shore. And this is
like how you said plot for
this is a singing show. And the other one's a reality show that they artificially create a plot from.
Yep. I haven't watched Jersey Shore, so
I haven't. I have a sister.
From conjecture.
I have a sister, so she's a horrible person for making me watch it. And then apparently Snooki has a spin-off show that I learned about, like, this weekend.
Wait, Jersey Shore's being canceled, right?
Yes, but they have had a spin-off show for a couple years or something.
God.
And it's Snooki and Jay-Wow, and I'm like, what, are they both pregnant? Hey guys, we're both pregnant! Like, God, are they at least married? I can't wait until we get married. God!
MTV has come so far.
Ah, remember music television didn't mean, I have a baby.
Well, did for me.
Oh, true, true. Yeah. That was a really weird time in your life.
Yeah,
I wasn't there for it. Yeah, you had a baby. You're a man.
Yeah, when I was like one.
A male sports player finally came out. So this is vague.
Yeah, that is vague. Oh, I actually know who he's talking about.
Oh, who's he talking about?
I'm trying to remember his name now. Hold on. I'm going to have to look it up because I saw it.
I'm going
Facebooks.
To assume he like came out and of a literal closet and he punched someone and yelled that he was gay. Like,
I'm gay. It's Collins. Just, like,
Collins.
That's his last name. Okay, hold on. Okay,
is he a baseball player? Is he a football player?
I don't know.
Is he a soccer player? Screw you, European side of my job. Please don't.
Jeez.
We need the listeners. Please don't screw off. I love you all.
I don't. Hold on, I'm gonna find it.
Piracy the entitled gamer. I personally feel like I am Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, yeah.
But you know.
Pirates. LOL.
Woo!
Okay, this might take a little bit before I find the right Collins. Oh, wait,
Suzanne
it's right there.
Collins?
Jason Collins, NBA.
Oh. Because Suzanne Collins wrote Twilight, and I think I'm gonna kill her. I think I'm gonna kill her for that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't care enough about that.
Okay. Car Isma in spades. Haha, game trailers.
What? What trailer is that for?
I don't care.
Okay. Moving on.
So, Soul Sacrifice got reviewed. Considering I know nothing about that game, good for it.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about it.
I don't...
I
haven't even, like, looked at any of the reviews. I think on Metacritic it's trending above, like, a 75, like, just, like...
I read the review, and, I believe it was good.
Good.
Yes, it was good.
I guess.
I think it was rated good.
Should I spend my Vita money on that game? Should I buy that for the Vita?
I don't know what else is coming out on Vita, so...
There's Killzone. Things. That's literally it, which is really sad.
How far away is Killzone, by the way?
Killzone comes out, like, late summer.
Oh. Jeez.
Like, late July, I believe.
Mm. I personally think you should buy Persona 4 first, because I'm playing that. It is fantastic.
Fan-freaking-tastic?
Fan-freaking-tastic.
Woo!
But, I don't know what else to get.
Yeah.
I just got my Vita a while ago, so I am a little behind on the curve.
Yeah,
meaning that there are still things for me to buy.
Yeah, and I buy everything as it comes out. I have, like, a 10-game library for my Vita, which is impressive, but they're almost all launch titles.
Yeah.
So that's...
I want to buy the Guacamelees.
Yeah. Iron Man 3 comes out this weekend in America, so I hate you, European viewers. I'm kidding, I love you.
Wait, when does that come out? Is it the 10th?
No, it comes out on the 3rd for
here. Oh, the 3rd.
For here.
Whoa. It's only like 3 days. It's cray-cray.
It's cray-cray, yo. Yo, you cray-cray. Gravity Falls is amazing.
Heck yeah.
Overstrike 9. Or no, not Overstrike 9. Fuse exists.
I was like, wait, Overstrike 9?
Oh, yeah.
It's not called that.
I'm looking at the Game Informer title. It says, Fuse Motion Comic introduces the Overstrike 9 team.
Gotcha. Still not interested enough in Fuse to buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Insomniac, so I'm sure it'll be good.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
It's just,
I'm buying it, I have it pre-ordered, but, like, I'm not wowed. And this isn't going to be the first time that this has happened to me. Like, I've pre-ordered hoping to suddenly want a game by the end. That's what I did for Tomb Raider, that's what I did for God of War Ascension, and that's what kind of just sort of happened to me with Bioshock Infinite, because I was really looking forward to it in 2012, and then in 2013, I'm like, oh, other games. And then when I played it, like, I'm like, I need to play the entire game. It was great. And plug, our last podcast with Ryan and I and Phil P2 discusses the end.
He was cool.
He was awesome.
I liked him.
Yeah, which brings me to a topic that, we're more than willing to have extra guests on talking to ourselves.
Only if you have a sexy, sexy voice.
Well, they probably... Not even that.
No.
Not even that.
We're
like,
that desperate?
Yeah, we're that desperate.
Okay, that's cool.
But, just friend me on Skype. My name is Todd the Todd, all lowercase, all one word. And I made that in, like, 5th grade.
You were, like, 2?
I was, like...
2. You were 2.
I think it was 10.
You're a smart guy. You were 2.
I like puppies.
You just run around in 5th grade yelling about puppies.
Yeah, just, I like puppies! If you're a fan of Hannibal living in Salt Lake City, Utah, don't look it for it on NBC any longer.
Yep. It's because Salt Lake City is a little strict. By a little, I mean pretty, pretty strict.
I guess.
Yeah. I haven't seen Hannibal yet. Is it good?
It's really good.
Yeah, what channel?
I set everything to record, and then I just forget. It's on NBC.
NBC. Is it on NBC?
I think that's 11 over here.
I'll have to find it. I just meant, like, what's the name of the channel, not the number.
I always forget. I was like, what channel's NBC on? And I search for it, and then I set the recording, and then I just, it kind of jumps, because I record one show, and then a timer starts for another show, and it brings me to that. I don't have to touch the button at all. It's awesome.
Gotcha. I've been meaning to view it.
Ooh, so what do you think about Kevin Conroy not coming back for Batman?
Yes. So, when they announced it, when they announced Arkham Origins at first, I was a little worried, because obviously it's not Rocksteady doing it.
Yeah.
It's Warner Brothers.
It's Montreal.
Montreal?
Yeah, it's Warner Brothers Montreal, and there are some really great Montreal studios, a lot, like Eidos Montreal, Ubisoft Montreal.
I'm sure Warner Brothers Montreal can make a good game. I'm not sure if, like, they were suited to do this. Is it a studio created just for this?
I have no idea.
Okay, I can't remember anything they did.
Like, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, wasn't Eidos Montreal, like, their first game was Deus Ex Human Revolution?
That sounds right. I can't remember hearing anything about it before Deus Ex, though.
I know people... Okay, so, I was on Metacritic a couple days ago looking at the Metacritic for Deus Ex, because I love that game, and I play it as often as I can when I'm not loaning it out to someone. And a guy's like, it's not made by Ion Storm, so it's crap. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Does he... Ion Storm closed in, like, what, 2004, 2005?
A long time ago.
And I'm just thinking, is this guy retarded?
Okay. Yeah.
And then they're doing the new Thief, so they're taking another Ion Storm property.
That's going to be good, by
I
the way.
Really...
I watched the trailer, and it looks so good.
Oh, God. I really want... Like, people are like, oh, it's not the same Garrett. I didn't play those games
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, that was
the
before
PS2.
Our time.
Yeah, those were the... Like,
well, not before
games.
Our time, but...
Those were, not the games we were interested
yes.
in. We were interested in Ratchet & Clank and Sly and Jack, which we still are.
Well, obviously, we were around the PS2 era, and that was, like, the era we grew up in video games, but...
Yeah, but we didn't play those games, so...
Yep. That's why... So, like, people were... Some people are complaining about all the reboots going on, but, like, we need more, you know, new IPs.
Which I totally agree with,
yes,
to a degree.
Because, like, things like The Last of Us and Watch Dogs are things that are awesome.
And yeah, and, you know, the new console generation is definitely going to usher those in, because that's when developers are willing to take chances on new technology. Because,
mm-hmm.
like... We had Assassin's Creed at the beginning of this console generation, which it really kind of surprises me because it moved to that yearly release thing.
Which is a little weird.
Yeah, we had Uncharted at the beginning. We had Resistance at the beginning. Were there any new Xbox IPs?
I don't know, in a 360. It's possible.
Shepherd's Pie down there.
Sweet.
The Shepherd's Pie down there.
Thanks. I'm going to grab me some of that at some point.
Yeah, that was Ryan's mom.
Shepherd's
was,
Pie.
Was she a new IP on the Xbox? Ryan's mom?
I could be wrong.
I hear it was a huge free-roaming game.
I'm trying to think of new stuff they had. Was Gears? Was
Gears
that?
Was a new IP, yes.
Yep.
Which, so this console generation's gone on for a long time.
Yep, so we've gone through, like, we went through the whole Uncharted trilogy. We went through the whole Resistance trilogy.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
We went through the Ratchet & Clank Future trilogy. I just want to put that in there.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
This console generation. Because it spanned a long time.
Oh, yeah.
What were we talking about before? New IPs.
New IPs.
It was, So, you know, people were complaining about how there's not enough new IPs. But I personally am excited by the reboots, like, Deus Ex and Thief, because, you know, when some of these games came out, I was, like, too young to either play them or be interested in them.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, Deus Ex, it's not an old series, but it's older than, like...
Yeah, it's older than I would... I believe the first one came out in the year 2000,
mm-hmm.
so it's 13 years old.
Yeah. When I, you know, year 2000, I was playing my GameCube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was playing my GameCube.
And I was playing my PS1 because I didn't get a PS2 until 2002.
Yep. I actually started with the N64, I forget. Like, if we got...
I wasn't really a gamer when I was on my PS1.
Oh.
Because the games I had were Creature, which was... It was a sim where you... It was like an alien cat baby thing. Mm. You were supposed to raise it. And at the time... I lost the manual for it, and it didn't give you a tutorial.
Awesome.
So I was just like, hey, you play as a fairy, raising this alien cat creature thing.
Fun.
And I was so confused. And then the other game I had was, it was like the Pac-Man adventure game or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. I never played past the first level because I couldn't figure out how to save.
Nice.
And then my third and last game was Bubsy 3D. Not even kidding, I still have it. I might have to find it.
Well, unlike you, I had fun when I had my first game.
I played some good PS1 games.
Okay.
But that was after I got my PSP.
Okay.
And they started like getting free on PlayStation Plus.
Yep. So I had my N64. I can't remember if we already had it, or, like, if we had bought it at some point. Like, I'm trying to remember, because I know I wasn't the only one who played it. My dad played it.
Yeah.
He played Perfect Dark. That game was on there. Played that. But I was playing, like, the Mario games. I was playing Yoshi's Island. I had
yeah,
like, all the Mario.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been interested in GoldenEye.
No. I might have had that, actually. It was,
well, probably because of your
maybe
dad.
Maybe my dad had it,
yeah.
Yeah,
your dad.
Because my dad likes video games, too.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
I wish my dad liked video games.
Yeah, I was playing the Marios and stuff, and, you know, my cousins, they're older than me, and, you know, we're close. We meet, like, we meet once a year at least.
Yeah.
I usually see my cousin Galen, like, several times a year.
Galen's, like, a hippie.
Yeah, they live in California.
Yeah, so there's your explanation.
Yeah.
Take that, California stereotypes.
He hates California so much.
But he's, like, you can look at him and tell he's from California.
Well, I mean, like, because people in California, they're an interesting bunch. He lives in somewhere in the Southern California area. He's past San Francisco.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. Can't remember the name of the place, but, when you're in Northern California, it's a lot different than Southern California, and everyone in Southern California, there's a lot of weird people. There's a lot of people that are the kind of people you and I wouldn't like, at all.
So, people like my brother?
Yes, kind of. Not as smart as your brother.
Yeah, because my brother is extremely smart. He's extremely smart. He's just retarded when it comes to things like common sense or rational thought. He almost got arrested in, I think it was Thailand. No, it was Taiwan.
No, it was Thailand.
I don't know. They both say Thai, and I get really
Thai
confused.
Somewhere. He was arrested while wearing a tie.
Yeah.
And obviously not everyone in California is like that. It's just, like, for the people I notice the most.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that stick out to me.
They're the ones on the California commercials that are like, this is California. We're different. And then you can look at them and it's like, you're all the same.
But, you know, he doesn't like it. Also, very few, or everyone there is a super aggressive driver, and it's a horrible place to drive.
Shoot them in the face. That's, like, just take,
nah, that won't work
just take
well.
Out a gun, like, even from someone else's car. It doesn't have to be your gun.
Just open someone's glove box.
Just open, just be like, hey, sir, can I borrow this? I need to shoot the guy in front of me.
Would you by any chance have a gun that I may use?
He's like, yeah, why? I need to shoot the guy to the right of me so that he lets me in his lane. He's like, oh, yeah, fine. Just shoot him in the face. Get me my gun back.
Unlike in Colorado, where everyone is, like, so pacifistic driver.
Unless, that, like, they don't think that you deserve your car.
Yeah, unless they don't think you deserve it. But, you know, everyone in Colorado, they're so, they take everything so carefully and so slowly that
it's
nothing gets
stuck. It's still annoying.
But I much prefer that to California.
Remember the time we were driving home, and I'm going forward, and this is just after a red light, and the guy's coming in, and he's trying to merge into my lane from his right turn.
Yes.
And I slow down to let him in, because
I
make sure
he is, like, he has quite a bit of space in front of him in the lane.
He has tons. So he can accelerate, and he's already going faster
than
you're
already behind him, too.
Yeah, I'm already behind him. He's going in this lane already faster than I was. I don't speed up. I slow down a little bit to let him in, and I motion to let him in, and he just kind of slows down.
No, he stops.
Yeah.
Dead stop.
He slows down and just stops, and I'm still, like, at a crawl.
You're still slowing
like,
down.
There's no one behind me, so I don't exactly feel bad.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm just so confused.
We just sat there motioning, and he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And eventually you just pulled up in front of him, and then he turned in.
Yeah, and then he merged.
That's what people in Colorado are like.
So, on my way here, this is somewhere in between the time I got here and after I got gas.
Uh-huh.
I was behind a guy in, it was a Nissan Maxima.
Yep.
It was like a white one, and he's going under the speed limit on a highway, first of all.
Uh-huh.
So it's like 5 minutes under the speed limit, and this is the left lane.
5 minutes under the speed limit. That's
five
how you measure speed.
Oh! 5 miles under the speed limit, and
that is also a measurement of speed. Continue.
Yeah, 5 miles under the speed
limit. 5 miles, yes.
5 miles. I really have to say
all
of
it. Yeah, you gotta put the per hour on. Otherwise
5 miles per hour under the speed limit.
Thank you.
And we're in the left lane, and the right lane is passing us like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, this person, I don't know if it's a male or a female, so pretend what you will, viewers, listeners, ducks.
Ducks. I picture,
Mallard with headphones.
A mallard with headphones. That's pretty great. Give me a second. I'm picturing it in my head.
Do you have it in your head?
Yes. I picture Barry Manilow. Continue.
And all of a sudden, this guy just decides to brake check in the middle of a gigantic stretch of highway. No lights anywhere to be seen. And he's just like, stop!
And like, you're not even turning. Right behind him.
I am right behind him, because the guy behind me is tailgating me, and I'm not tailgating the guy in front of me,
because you don't want to be rude and die.
And he does this brake check, and I almost die, and I very nearly get hit by the guy behind me that's tailgating me. Mm-hmm. And if I had a burger in my, to the right in my passenger seat, because I had just gotten some food to eat. And that burger probably got whiplash. I think I tasted a little bit of the meat tense.
Did you eat that whiplash burger?
I ate the whiplash burger.
You can't do that. Oh,
technically
God.
It was.
You're gonna die now.
Technically it was a turkey burger.
Still gonna die.
Because I got Carl's Jr. for myself.
Nice.
And I ordered a teriyaki burger, and they're like, "That means turkey." And I'm like, "No, God dang it." So I got a regular turkey
teriyaki.
Burger. Yeah, I got a it wasn't even a teriyaki turkey burger.
Just turkey.
They thought I just said turkey. So it's a burger of turkey.
Actually, I've eaten turkey burgers before, but pretty good.
Yeah, they're good. But it was like,
because they're all my dad can have.
Whiplash turkey. Yeah, your dad's diet is weird. I have a feeling that if you feed him like he's a gremlin almost. Don't bathe him after midnight. Or no, don't feed him after
don't
midnight.
Don't bathe him after midnight.
Don't bathe him after midnight. Don't let them touch water. Don't feed them after midnight. What's the third rule?
I forget. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Direct sunlight, I believe.
Maybe.
And so then your gremlins dad is just going to like get weird or get fed after midnight.
Or explode.
And just start multiplying into a bunch of tiny Ryan dads.
Tiny Ryan's dad. Yeah, that's what happens.
Ah.
Hooray! Forgot what I was talking about.
New IPs. We're talking about new IPs.
Are we still talking about new IPs?
Yes.
Okay, I like them. End of story.
Yeah, they're good. They're great.
Kind of like the old stuff, too.
Yeah, but don't like say that there's nothing new happening, because to a degree, nothing new can happen because of restrictions on hardware. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a PC gamer, but let's face it, they're very much still in the minority.
Yeah.
So nothing is really going to be made.
It requires a pretty serious investment.
Yeah, it requires, and a lot of knowledge about like how to build a PC.
Yeah, so like I have my custom built machine right here.
Yeah, and I have my crap integrated laptop. Yeah.
It's got the glowy blue fans, and it's got the RAMs and the gigs.
I'm Andy Dick.
It's got the gigabytes. It's got all this stuff, and I'm not ignorant of the ways of PC. Yeah. But
neither am I. I got this before I started learning about things.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I made a huge mistake.
Yeah, so a while back, you know, my computer was bazoomed, was busted.
Yeah.
My hard drive burned out. So at this point, we just made the decision to custom make one.
Yeah.
Because I have a friend who works at Best Buy, and he built his own computer, he built his brother's computer, he built all these computers, and so he's had a lot of practice with this.
Yeah.
So we just asked him, like, hey, how would we go about building a custom-made computer? And he actually ordered, like, everything for us. Like, he ran purchases by us, of course, but he's like, this is what this will do, this is what this will do, this is good, you should get this. So now we have this bad boy. I need to get some more RAM and stuff, but the only reason it didn't cost me, you know, quite a bit, is because we were able to scavenge pieces from my old PC. So, it has some of my old stuff, not everything.
I think it has, like, your sound card, your RAM.
It has my old RAM, it has my sound card.
I think you upgraded your video card.
I upgraded my video card, definitely, yes. I believe it's a new motherboard. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to look at everything again. It's been a while.
Yeah, so PC gamers, they'll be ahead, and like they look very nice. Yes. Like you could see PS4 quality graphics.
I played
last
BioShock
year.
Infinite on this, which is the way to go, in my opinion.
Oh, and I don't doubt that.
Yep.
But my computer sucks.
Yep.
And it's not like PS3 games look bad.
No, definitely.
Because God of War Ascension, it looks amazing.
Yeah, it's just we're at the tail end of the console generation.
And so it's not going to look nearly as good as a PC, and
yes.
Even then, it's going to be on par with a high-end PC when it releases, but it's going to go down...
You mean the PS4?
Yeah, the PS4.
Yep.
It's going to go down rather quickly, comparatively, but you got to remember, software is going to be optimized for consoles.
Yep.
So,
and all, like, the first-party studios, the second-party studios, they'll learn how to, like, flex their muscle with it, too.
Yeah, and it's apparently very close to PC architecture, so we might even see physical upgrades.
Yeah, I looked at the specs. It's pretty cool.
But we haven't seen the box, so I can't judge if that's possible.
They might have, like, a little port or something, like a, you know, have a little add-on port, like on my N64, where it's like, you can put things here, and it does special things! And I didn't put anything in there ever. Because I was a kid.
Same.
Yep. But, I would suspect that... I think the smart way to go would, like, build yourself that back door. Like, maybe include a little port or, like, somewhere where you could plug things in. And just be like, you know, just in case, as we're going on, we're like, whoa, we could put this in. And it would be crazy. And people would love it. It would be cray-cray. And everyone would buy it. And I think, you know, that would be a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Because obviously where we're at, you can't really add things on.
Oh, definitely.
Everything's so packed in and it's junk that if you even try to do anything to it, it'll, like, you know, kill you.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. And explode.
Especially because I bet you that the PS4 is going to be, it's going to be expensive, but not necessarily PS3.
$599. Well,
it's not going to be that, but I did see, like... It was a $1,200 pre-built laptop, so the price is obviously inflated,
with
extremely similar specs to the PS4. It had the 8GB GDDR5.
Yeah, like, I bet if you were to build all that stuff yourself, it would cost much, much less.
Yeah, it would cost less, it would take time and
expertise,
which the typical user just doesn't have.
Yep.
And so, you're going to see games limited by that sort of stuff. They're made for the majority. That's why a lot of games are M, because the typical gamer is 35 years old, they have a family, they have kids, but they're also a mature audience.
And we are none of those things.
Yeah.
Including mature audience.
So, yeah, if you get, like, a Westboro Baptist person on your street, and they're like, games are the devil, just say, you're the devil, and then light them on fire.
Oh, God. Don't promote these kind of things. Awful.
Well,
terrible.
I'm going to hell anyway. There's no reason in holding back.
So, speaking of PS4 things, what are you thinking for the price? Like,
personally, I think they're going to go two models. I think they're going to go high-end, low-end hard drive, possibly software-wise.
I doubt they'd do that. Because then, like, games would play on one and wouldn't play on the other.
Yeah, that's what the rumor is with the Xbox, but
really?
I'm not saying like that. I'm saying, like, they're not going to be able to play...
like, this resolution?
Maybe not even that. Maybe, like...
Not as fast
or
fluidly, or what?
I think it's going to be, like... Know how the Xbox has, like, a 4GB model, but it has Kinect and stuff?
Yeah.
I think it'll be like that, where there's a hardcore audience, where for a PS3 you can get that, like, 500GB system... Or you could get, like, next to nothing, some Move, just have a party thing. Because they're focused on being social and, like, becoming...
Because they already announced that it's going to come with their whole camera thing, and every controller has that light bar on the front.
Yeah. So I think that they're going to be like, hey, this is the casual model for people who don't necessarily care about gaming. It still has all the same basic specs.
Okay.
And you can still do regular games on it, but there's going to be a model for gamers like us that take things a little bit more seriously than the average consumer.
Yeah.
And it will have things built in. But it's mainly going to be hard drive size. I'm thinking it's going to go from 400 to 450 for price.
That was where I was at, yeah.
Yeah. I think 400 is
going to
be...
If it were up to me, it would be $2.
Yeah.
And you would get, like, a lollipop with it. But...
Yeah, same.
Yeah. But I suspect it would be in the, like... I was thinking more 350 to 400.
See, I'm gonna say 400 to 450, just because, like...
Yeah, I follow you. How long have we been recording?
599 US minutes.
US minutes.
I assume that, like everything,
in Australia,
Europe is different.
In Australia, minutes are 2 seconds.
1, 2, Australian minute, mate.
That's why if I say things go by in an Australian minute. No one
Wait,
has
is that
ever
an actual
that.
Saying?
No, there's a New York
it
minute.
It sounds, okay, New York minute. That,
yeah, I don't know what
things
that.
Things go by in a New York minute,
I don't know the exact measure of time of a New York minute. I suspect it's like 2 minutes.
Wait, what would like an Ice Age minute be?
1 hour.
Woo! God, this feels like an Ice Age minute. What's
exactly.
This voice?
This isn't the Ice Age at all. This is Ireland.
What? An Irish minute.
An Irish minute.
We should just give each time... Sorry. Each time zone their own minute.
An Irish minute is however long it takes you to down a shot of whiskey.
Oh, God, I'm not a heavy drinker. Oh.
Yeah, because you're not a drinker.
That must throw off their calendar. a lot.
Because some people are like, yeah, we've done with that in an Irish minute. And they're like, whoa, whoa, wait, now I have to go to a bar and I have to see how long an Irish minute is.
And then, like, that person's going to be like, okay, I can get a shot in 2 seconds. And then the other guy's going to be like, I hate
whiskey.
It takes
me 2 hours.
Yeah, I hate whiskey, so just, like, a little bit of... I'll lap it up like a cat. See how long that takes.
1 week later, that's an Irish minute.
I am a cat. Moo.
Moo indeed. You want to wrap this up soon?
I don't know.
I want to go get some whatever.
It was shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie. I want some of that.
Maybe.
You gonna eat here?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. You should. Do you have
Zach been spotted on Days of Future Past yet?
You got homework tonight?
No, we did the test.
Yep, we're done.
But yeah,
face other people.
Oh, check out our stream, The Masochistic Gamer, at www.twitch.com/bulltoad42/new.
Now that we're done doing things, we should be able to do that more often.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
We'll be hitting that up over summer. I'm thinking of maybe doing Talking to Ourselves D&D edition.
Oh, where, like, you record us playing D&D?
Yeah, like, from the beginning.
Because we're
Timmy.
Always hilarious.
Well, oh, God, D&D is so much fun. And you don't really need to be there to just listen.
Is there D&D this Friday?
I wouldn't be able to go.
Oh, I'll text Jack.
Yeah.
Continue.
And then...
Is that the end?
Kind of. No, wait. Check out our stream, The Masochistic Gamer. If you want to be on Talking to Ourselves, friend me on Skype at ToddTheTodd, all lowercase, all one word. If you want to send in questions,
okay,
right
to
on
clarify,
our...
clarify, that is TODDTHETODD. ToddTheTodd.
Todd the Todd. Sorry, there's a...
I imagine there's, like, a weird spelling of Todd, where it's, like, T-O-U-D-Q-7.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to name my kid now. Todd Seven.
There's a Q in there, too. Yeah,
I should name my kid in, like, those picture puzzles, where it's, like,
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Like, for and, it would be wand minus A.
Oh.
Like, that's how he spells his name.
It's like, oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, I'm going to be a horrible father.
Oh,
ladies.
Oh,
Far Cry
else?
Blood Dragon released. Going to check that out.
Are we plugging any more things about ourselves before
we
end this?
Okay. Let's see if I can get this done in a row. Check out our stream, The Masochist Gamer, at www.twitch.com/bulltoad42/new. If you want to be a part of the podcast, add me on Skype at ToddTheTodd, all one word, all lowercase, that's T-O-D-D-T-H-E-T-O-D-D, for Skype. An alternative way to send in questions is to write on either mine or Ryan's walls. I'm Bulltoad, he's Shrimpy42. And send us emails at bulltoad42@gmail.com until I set up a Talking to Ourselves, like, personalized
specific email. Yeah, if we
and I'm
going to
plug my blog, my new fiction blog. It's going to premiere on Wednesday.
Is that Godly?
Godly.
Yeah.
It's about a girl who suddenly figures out that she has the powers and will of a god, basically.
I'm going to plug in my totally real story that's not up yet about the haunted phone.
Ooh, yeah.
It'll be up. I can tell it.
Tales.
It'll probably take me about 5 minutes to wrap up, but I'm lazy.
Yeah.
You might end up on my block eventually.
He's been stalking my IGN for a very long time.
I've been viewing things.
But he hasn't updated or doing anything in like a year.
Well, I've been plugging things. Like I plugged our last stream.
Yeah, but that was the first time in like a year.
Okay, fair.
And that was a week ago.
Yep.
Otherwise you just are like, yes.
Well, I look at things like I'm trying to you know, it's been a while since I've been on, and I know like if I know that I like dislike people who are inactive and then become active. So obviously I expect that.
Well, it happens all the time around summer, so.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, I've been busy.
And we're not 4chan. We don't call people summer fags.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough. I didn't want to, like, break in and be like, yo, I'm back forever, and then I leave again.
Yeah. Because the one time I said I was back forever, I was back forever.
Nice.
Like, I feel like I'm the only user that, although I wasn't part of the beta, I signed up as soon as I could.
Yeah. I've been
plotting. Well, no, I was a part of the beta. I wasn't part of the alpha.
I've been plotting my return for a while now.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm the only old user.
And now I'll jump back in. I'll probably just go to it gradually. Like, update things as they come and maybe post stories about the haunted.
And you'll
fight.
Definitely be doing talking to ourselves, Masochistic yep. Gamer.
I'll
stuff
keep doing
like
it as long as you keep doing it.
It's not like he's going to disappear from our lives.
No. Hopefully people like it. Hopefully people like me.
If they don't, I'll stab their mothers.
Yep.
And if they don't have a mother, I'll stab their father. And if they're an orphan, I'll just stab them. They don't deserve parents if they're an orphan.
that's
like
a whole
the logic
being,
there?
That's the whole point of being an orphan.
You don't deserve your parents.
No, you don't have parents was the point, but okay.
Well, whatever.
Okay, you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, and at the end, just so you guys know, it's going to be a really crappy quality recording because we didn't record it in total silence.
Oh, wait, are you putting in Rapping Ryan?
I'm putting in Rapping Ryan
awesome.
At the end. Because I think we're just going to, like, record you rapping at random times throughout the week.
Yeah, whenever.
And that's going to be the end song.
Whenever inspiration strikes.
Inspiration.
Inspiration.
I just did air quotes.
Because it's so, so good.
Yup.
I predict my next rap will be about root beer. Be prepared for that.
Please don't write anything about it.
I'm not going to write anything about it. I'm just like, I want it to be about root beer.
Okay.
What can I say? I haven't actually, like, thought
this
of
one, lyrics. This one is not going to be about root beer.
No, this is
it's
about
be,
nothing.
It's about...
This is me testing my rapping
yeah,
skills.
Yeah, you rapping, and you're Ryan, and you're rapping Ryan.
Yeah, and I'm testing my rap, like, because we're testing the microphone, too.
Yeah, because yeah. The reason we're doing the podcast is because I got a really good mic.
It's a good mic. Because
I think I'm in love with it.
We heard the cries.
Can microphones file restraining orders?
Yeah, they can.
Damn.
Yeah. What's Elizabeth's name again?
Courtney Draper.
Courtney Draper.
I am in love with that voice actress just because I'm in love with Elizabeth the character. Mm-hmm. Like,
Yep. Yeah, restraining
orders. I wish
orders
it were 1912
in
Colombia and an alternate universe.
No, you don't.
Oh, you're right.
Restraining orders in the mail. Just you wait.
Just get it.
Probably
Hi,
not.
Or what if she comes to my house? Hi, I'm Courtney Draper. Your
Here's
son's in love with me. Here's the restraining order.
Give it to him at your earliest convenience.
Hooray.
That would be nice of her.
We're really bad at ending things.
Yeah.
Like, this was supposed to end when I gave all the plugs.
Yeah, okay. Let's just, what if we just go dead silent right now?
I don't like this.
Extend the show.
I don't
just
like...
Stop
don't
recording.
Like just go...
You're not even on the thing. Go
oh,
on the
yeah.
thing. And press... Press the stop recording button.
I can reach the buttons now.
Congratulations. Yes.
Do I want
to? Okay. Do you want me to do a countdown? Okay. This podcast is ending. At least it'll go to Rapping Ryan. In 3, 2, 1. End.
No.
God damn it. End the show.
Like, no, count
I'm
from 1 to
it.
3.
1, 2, 3.
Now say oogly boogly doo.
Oogly boogly doo. Hurry up, I want to go eat.
Do you... John Jacob.
No, I refuse.
Fine, Rapping Ryan.
Fat beat.
Are you ready to freestyle?
maybe.
Okay, go.
Well, I need a beat.
Ba-dum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum.
It's such a lame.
I'm white, what do you expect? Okay.
I'm Ryan, and I'm rapping Ryan. Just throwing down a fat beat, and I'm sobbing into a microphone. Rap, test rap. Freestyle.
Oh, God, we're horrible. We can never do that again.